Now I call the board back in session.
Ready, Mr. Chairman?
Talk.
Huh?
Okay.
Unless you want me to talk.
It's up to him.
You're bad, aren't you? All right.
Ready, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Case number 9767, Miranda and Hart Contracting, east of Route 1, south of Road 361A. A special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as an office. Right here. State your full name and address, sir.
It's Tom Ford in Oak Square in Ocean View, Delaware.
You writing it. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay. Are you going to speak, sir? Why don't I swear you in just in case you can't stand it?
I can't stand it.
Okay.
Right hand.
State your full name and address.
Mark Hart, 111 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View.
Swear the testimony you give are going to be true and correct?
I do.
Okay, fine.
Gentlemen, I'm representing Miranda Hart with the application for Lem Hickman Beach Plaza East. And Mrs. Hickman would be here with us tonight, but she is at the moment ill. But her daughter, Diane Archute, is here and is also an owner in this particular application. She's in the audience. I'm the site planner for a larger concern that we're undertaking. We do have preliminary approval from Planning and Zoning Commissions, which we received December 19th, 206, and we're in the process of doing the permitting and stormwater and DLDOT issues and so forth. Part of the plan to build the three large buildings on that site plan is to take down a number of smaller buildings, which some of your outlines that you have show the existing conditions. It shows the temporary building that we're here tonight to discuss. And it's the temporary building makes possible for ongoing businesses to continue and a future tenant, Resort Quest, who is been working in the area for over 35 years. They started back in 1972. They're losing their lease over at Marketplace. They have entered into a lease agreement with the Hickmans to enter building number one in the future. So building number one is not going to start until September. It'll take that long for me to get the rest of the permits and DLDOT and stormwater and get a final plan approval. Meanwhile, however, their lease terminates at the end of May, and they need a temporary structure prior to the start of that building, and then probably that temporary structure would remain for 2 years to allow for the construction of that building. That temporary structure is going to sit about here in the site. This building will be built. The Resort Quest would then move into that in the spring of 208. There'd be no other construction in the summer, but the Tansy Warner and other ongoing activities on the site, we need to demolish their buildings so that we can build this, and they move into the temporary structure. Their buildings would be demolished, then we can build this. Once we build building number one and two, the temporary structure can be removed. And then we finish with building number three and some other site work on the site. So it's a situation where we have ongoing businesses and we have a future tenant. And the temporary structure is a mobile home type structure. It's primarily going to be used to conduct sales and rental and customer service for properties contained throughout the resort area. They are going to need some signage to also promote themselves, but they would do that with the existing signage that's already out there. Because the development's phased, it necessitates this request that we're in front of you for. Resort Quest will be a long-time tenant. The property can't be developed overnight, and yet their current location will be terminated. So it results in a practical difficulty that could cause them to lose many employees and cause exceptional hardship if this special exception would be denied. Just to give a little bit of background, Resort Quest takes care of places like Sea Colony, King's Grant, The Preserve, Pelican's Pouch, Five Points in Lewis, Ocean Ridge, Cotton Patch, Sea Dell, Bethany Village, The Cove, Bear Trap, and several others. It employs 168 permanent full-time employees. Seasonally, it can have as high as 441 employees. And what they do is they hire lifeguards, they do the security officers, they run the rec programs, the tennis programs. I mean, they're very much involved in the community and employ a lot of people. The number of people who will actually be employed in the temporary structure will only be 22, but that's the core. That is the where people will come and get a key or people will come and have a question. They have other facilities. In fact, they have like 8,000 square feet where their property management and the other 168 employees work from. But this is in the center and the heart of where they've worked. 80% of their business is Sea Colony. Location's very important, and they respectfully take your consideration in approving this particular application. The structure that is out there will be getting it. We did jump the gun a little bit on this. We did have fire marshal approval. We did have a building code approval. The structures were moved in as the permit to get was done, and that's when the red flags went up, and that's why we're in front of you tonight. The structures out there will be painted, will be sided. There'll be cedar shake siding on it. They'll be doing a new entry feature on it. It will be fresh. It will look good. And in summary, we basically feel like there's no negative effect on adjacent properties, and it is a temporary fix to a pressing need for a long-term employer and service provider for many of the neighboring properties in and up and down the coast there.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
It's set, but it's not being used.
Excuse me?
It's set right now, but not being used. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9767. It looks like a workable plan. I'm certain that the temporary structure will be presentable and fit in with the rest of the area. And that's why I move that we approve.
Hey, before you ask for a second, Mr. McCabe, there's a maximum 5 years on that. Did you intend to provide it for the entire five or something less than that?
You said 2 years built out, or?
We believe two. We'd appreciate three if something were to occur.
Okay, well, three would be sufficient.
I believe
yes.
Mark Hart is the builder of the project.
Okay, I will suggest that be 3 years.
3 years. Okay, have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9767 for a period of 3 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.